Hi everyone, welcome to the Basic Latina Podcast, an intimate conversation with friends about love, life, wellness, and everything in between. And for today's guest host, I have my girl Sally with me. What up, Sally?
Hey everyone.
So Sally is from Sally Chronicles, a blog that she started, which she's going to dive into. For those of you who are tuning in and you're new to the podcast, I wanted to make sure that I highlight people of color who are doing like really cool things in Connecticut and specifically in the tri-state area. Sally is someone I've known for, for almost 30, more than 10 years.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Maybe 15, I don't know. We go way back.
Way back. Yeah, her sister was in my quinceañera and it's always a good time kind of thinking back to those times. But I'm following Sally on Instagram and all of a sudden I see that you have a blog and I'm like, oh my God, that's so awesome. Because I feel like blogging now has become such a great avenue for people to get their word out and people Definitely. To kind of learn how to better themselves. So I thought that was cool because I've always seen you as someone who always looked beautiful, cared about herself, and cared about her appearance, you know, hair, makeup,
Very
style.
Important.
Yeah. So I love that you're showing all of us how to look good because I definitely need it.
We try. I mean, we all kind of need some ideas and pick-me-ups and Pinterest's.
I know.
Big thing.
Pinterest is huge. So tell us a little bit about you, Sally, and Sally Chronicles and why you decided to start it.
Okay, so the first thing that I did is, you know, I like was on my social media and I saw that everyone was kind of opening up their own brands per se. Mm-hmm. Usually it was like clothes.
Yeah.
So everyone is doing clothes. Everyone is doing clothing lines or hats, headbands, you know, things like that. And I'm like, I want to do something, but I don't want to follow trends, you know.
Yeah.
I've always loved writing in journals, and mm-hmm. I've always gotten A's in, like, English and writing and all that stuff and essays. So I'm like, you know what? I had a friend that worked with me at Nordstrom at the time when I worked at Nordstrom, and she was a blogger. She was, like, a fashion blogger. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was so cool because it was very different. Like, I don't know anyone that blogs mm-hmm. or writes or anything like that. And I'm like, well, you know, I love writing. I had, a journal that I bought at Barnes & Noble. It was kind of like a different topic thing, just talk about different random things. I'm like, you know what? I can contribute that into a blog. So I mm-hmm. talked to her. I met with her. She kind of showed me the ropes mm-hmm. and, like, helped me open up a website, which was free. It's on WordPress. I probably should do a blog about that because it is free. You know, there's options. You can just make your own website for free. And you blog about whatever. You pick your own layouts and things like that. So that's something else. But we met with about that and kind of got the ball rolling. I got a little comfortable. Did my first blog post. I think it was, like, about music. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you know what? This is kind of like my, you know, platform. I just talk about whatever I want. I can get a little crazy. Mm-hmm. I can, you know, fashion blog. It's kind of like my own lane. So why not? And we've been doing it ever since.
What year did you kind of launch Sally Chronicles?
I know they tell you on WordPress, like, oh, happy 1 year. And I don't think it's been a year yet.
Oh, okay.
I think it's almost a year.
Maybe it feels like you've been doing it for a while.
Yeah, because I do it, like, every day, Monday through Friday.
So okay.
Constantly.
Did you have a vision in mind of how you wanted it to look? Like, I'm going to focus on this. I'm going to put this out. What did you want it to look like?
So when I wrote my kind of like about me introduction mm-hmm. for my blog, I just spoke about, you know, it'll be fashion on there. Kind of not really gossip, but, like, you know, my rants. Mm-hmm. I don't know if for anyone that follows me on social media, sometimes I go on my little rants. Mm-hmm. That and just, you know, music, things that I'm mostly passionate about. So kind of like a little bit of everything.
Okay.
I didn't really want it to be like one fashion blog and then, like, because then men weren't really going to be. I wanted it to be for everyone.
Right. Oh, that's good. So you wanted it to be something that not only fashion blog, everyone can find something on there that made sense for them.
Yeah. So, like, you don't know what to expect. Like, it mm-hmm. could just be anything. That's mm-hmm. what I wanted.
Did you have any purpose in calling it Sally Chronicles for any reason?
So I think around the time when I went on my rants, I would say, like, the name and then Chronicles. And, you know, after a while, or, like, if I go on my rants on Snapchat, I'll be like, Sally Chronicles. Like, this is my life. This is what I go through.
Oh,
so I'm like, you
yeah.
know what? That makes sense. Like, mm-hmm. it's easy. I use it already. Let's use it.
Oh, perfect. And other than the blogger that you work with, anybody else helped you with the blog?
Nobody. I just kind of, like, day to day, I come up with my own topics. I actually blog at work, which is probably not the most professional, but I blog at work. I'm a receptionist for a baseball stadium, so sometimes it can get really crazy, but sometimes it's very slow.
Yeah.
So I'll do it on my downtime and then, you know, add on and, you know, finalize it and just post it. It's random.
And you're, so the, in terms of what you post, it's random in terms of what's going on. You'll post about your weekend or gossip or something like that.
I try to be consistent with weekend recap on Monday mornings.
Okay.
I kind of like what I did on the weekend. Sometimes I might not do too much, but I still will inform some people because you'd be surprised. People would like to know like random things. So
they do. They want to know what you're doing, why, yeah, how you did it, and where did you find it. And
pretty much. Even if you think that it's not that interesting, someone might find it interesting. So I just try to keep up the weekend recap. And other than that, just kind of like random. If my daughter started school, then talk about school. If, you know.
I love that you do the quote of the day, which is nice.
Yeah. Because it's really easy. I used to write poetry too.
Yeah. And I've always kind of seen you as a creative person, but honestly, I was surprised when I saw that you opened the blog because I didn't know that you had that side of you.
Oh, yeah. Because it's different, you know? That's why I wanted it, because a lot of people don't expect that from people. Oh, they have a blog. Like, I don't really see people doing that nowadays, but.
Did you have any reactions when you first started it?
Like by other people?
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone kind of like told me that's super cute, it's super cool, it's different. Mm-hmm. Basically what I thought, and I was like, oh, that's cool.
Were you, because you've always been very, very upfront about your life and what you go through and stuff like that. Were you ever concerned about putting your life like on a platform with the Chronicles and what that would do for you and your family?
You know what? It's funny because a friend of mine is like that. Mm-hmm. I'm the complete opposite. Yeah. Because when I went through stuff that I went through, well, before I get into that, when people look at me, they just see like a pretty girl. They don't really know. They wouldn't expect a lot of things that I've been through. I worked at a warehouse, and I remember I had my nails done. I usually always have my nails done. And someone said to me like, oh, you sure you want to pick that up? You don't want to break a nail? And I'm just like, you don't know me.
Yeah.
You don't know what I've been through. You don't know. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I like to push that out because people look at someone and they automatically think, oh, this and that, but you really have no idea. So I wanted to put my life out there. I wanted to kind of like put everything out there just to show people that it's deeper than that.
Did you feel like you had to prove to people that you weren't like the stereotype that they were like
kind of just in? Because I'm very big on like people that are conceited. I don't like being conceited. I don't like being, you know, considered as a conceited type of person, which often happens.
Yeah.
I'm very down to earth. I'm very like funny. I like to laugh. Mm-hmm. So I just kind of wanted people to get to know me more than, you know, the social media kind, you know?
Other than probably conceited, what other stereotypes or, like, names have you been called?
Like, stuck up. I've been called stuck up, which is, this is pretty ridiculous to me.
Yeah.
Like, I like shopping at thrift stores. I like things that are $3. You know, I like my deals, my bargains. That's why I blog about that, too. So, yeah, kind of just, like, all those stereotypes. Like, kind of like, ooh, she's too this, she's too that. She thinks she's better than people, and I kind of grew up with someone like that around, and I just never liked to be considered that, like, kind of stuck up.
So. Yeah, and it's unfortunate because I've known your family for a long time, and none of you guys are like that.
Exactly.
But you're pretty and you're successful, so I think that people assume, or and you are not, you know, you don't kind of hold back when you post pictures or when you put a quote, or you know that you're like a bad bitch, so you'll post that, and they'll be like, oh, well, she's conceited. Well, why can't I just be happy, right, about how I look?
Tell me about it. I don't know. It's weird because that's how women are considered nowadays. Like, if you're really self-confident, then it comes off, like, cocky or, like, something like that. Yeah. But it's not the case. Like, we just want to be self-confident.
And it's like, everyone's preaching about self-love, but actually, if you actually practice self-love, it's a problem. Because then it's like, oh, no, you're doing too much. Like, you're not supposed to be calling yourself beautiful or whatever the case may be.
Right. Or if someone is, like, happy with their size and they're not the perfect Coke bottle shape, and oh, she's this, and oh, she's a little sloppy and this and that. But it's like, we're not all going to pay for our bodies to get done. Some of us are actually happy. Some of us are actually comfortable. Right. So it'll be that way.
With all the different kind of, you know, the trajectory in your career and your blog, do you ever feel like you need to code switch? Because I've always kind of, as long as I've known you, you're always the same. And I've never seen you act different around different people. So, like, code switching at work or whatever the case may be. Do you ever feel like you have to do that?
So, I feel like once you grow up, like, mentally, you realize that you do have to do that. Mm-hmm. Once you get around a certain group of people, you have to get a little bit more professional.
Yeah.
You need to, you know, word things a different way, which I do, you know, when I'm at work. But I'm always myself personality-wise. I'm always a little silly. I still try to, like, in my interview, I said a couple jokes that maybe, you know, in interviews, you don't really crack jokes with your, you know, interviewee. But that's what got me my job, and that's what people like, you know, personality. So I just kind of keep it myself, but I do tone it down a little bit. So, in the middle.
Did you ever feel, this is just something that was curious that just brought up, did anyone ever... Did you feel like you ever had an issue getting a job because of your name or people looking at you because of how, you know, how Dominican your name is and stuff like that and different it is?
Yeah, so I think the time that I most felt that way was when I tried to apply for, like, the Hartford. It was my first time, like, I worked retail for years, and it was my first out-of-retail job. And when I was being interviewed, I felt like I nailed the interview. I got the questions spot on. I did my research on the company. Mm-hmm. And I felt like it was because of my look and because of my name and, you know, uniqueness that I didn't get that opportunity because everything else I feel like went pretty good.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, it has to be something, you know, it was like a group of white people and stuff like that. And they just, you know, they look at you some types of way sometimes and you just kind of get that vibe. Like, I'm not that comfortable.
Right.
But in a way, I mean, when it all happened and I got a job at Nordstrom and then I went to the Yard Goats, I feel like everything happened for a reason. I'm glad it happened that way and I didn't get it. I was bummed at first, but I'm very glad that it didn't work out.
Because it seems like you're really happy from what you post on the Yard Goats and stuff like that. That position seems to fit you because you're social.
Yeah.
You get to interact with all these different people and you have perks that your family can take advantage of.
Absolutely. Sometimes I'm like, since I'm the first person that they see, I'll get like free gift cards. I'll get, you know, free gifts and stuff like that. And I kind of like get the people a little excited about the stadium. Sometimes they've never been there before. Mm-hmm. We have a little chat before their meeting. So I really like it, and I like that it's my own space. I don't work with anyone else. I don't, you know, I leave at 5 on the dot. I got time for my daughter now.
Good.
Retail life is crazy, so I worked
weekends. Hours are very...
Yeah, I didn't know what weekends were. I barely got home to tuck in my daughter for bed. Like, it was crazy. So I'm very glad that I have a set schedule, and everything worked out perfectly.
And was it important for you to kind of, do you try to separate your time between like work, play, family time, Sally Chronicles? How do you kind of keep yourself organized and how does your day-to-day kind of look?
So I was probably the least organized person that anyone would meet.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought myself a calendar and I have one at work and I have like one that I carry around with me. I write down everything I need to do. I try to schedule things, you know, by importance and stuff. I go to work, and then when it's downtime, I blog, and then when I get out, I'm a mom, and cook, or I, you know, go to the park with her, things like that, and then when she goes to sleep, then it's my personal time if I want to jot down some ideas for blogging, or if I want to, you know, just scroll down social media, watch a movie, that's my time when she goes to sleep, so.
And I know we kind of talked offline about you wanting to do, like, a podcast, possibly, so what was your kind of vision of, like, Silly Chronicles growing or like a podcast? What is it that you kind of see yourself doing in a couple of years?
Sure. So for the moment, I am working on something with a friend of mine. And that is a podcast more so on like women and like what we go through, like social media, things like that, like very harsh topics. But me and her are very outspoken.
Oh,
so it's
going
to be something where you're going to hear a lot of cursing. You're going to hear a lot of like, you know, unedited things, like raw. We wanted it to be raw and like basically girls from around the area that can relate to. So we're doing that. And then for my blog, I probably was going to come up with a separate, you know, like YouTube channel or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it does take a lot of time. Like it does. It takes a lot of time, a lot of effort. And being that you don't have to do it, it makes it comfortable for you to be like, nah, I'll just do it next week or I'll just do it whatever, and you push it back, and then you don't do it, so.
Right. But I think that most of the people I've spoken to who have a side hustle, they agree that you have to work on your side hustle as much as your full-time job and everything else. Because most of the time, your side hustle is your passion.
Absolutely.
And for you, that's Sally Chronicles and potentially other projects that taps into your, like, creative side.
Absolutely. I totally agree. You have to make time for that.
Do you see yourself maybe ever not having like a full-time job and you know, working on this creative stuff, like a blogging, YouTuber, podcasting, like full-time and not having to do the 9-to-5?
Being that a lot of people nowadays do that,
mm-hmm.
and they make a living, a very good living
mm-hmm.
off of things like that.
Absolutely.
Like YouTube channels, that's why I told my shorty, you know, let's do a little YouTube channel because they're blowing up from this. You know, they don't have to work and that's to me, I feel like that's a dream come true. If you don't have to work a 9-to-5, if you don't have to report to a boss or things like that, then that's amazing. So I do see myself doing that, but I definitely am not the type that is going to go crazy and just quit my job and like, I'm going to freelance and I'm going to do this. Like, I need a promise, you know, good income for me to do that. So maybe sometime in the future, right now, not right now.
Right, right. How would you kind of describe the success of Selly Chronicles, or maybe some of the feedback you've gotten from people? Because I know you mostly post about how a lot of people from different countries listen to they read the blogs. So what are some of the other kind of successes that you've kind of seen since you started?
So I did, to me, I feel like it's completely successful because I did it for fun.
Yeah.
So for me to get any feedback at all or just any views from Singapore or Nigeria, I feel like that's amazing to me. Like, yeah. That's like, you know,
more that was like more. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. So to see that itself, you know, views from all around the world, that's amazing. But then to get feedback from people, it really like humbles me. And then it makes me realize why I'm doing it, because I realize that I am voicing some opinions that other girls go through.
Yeah.
And they might not have someone that understands what they're going through. Because when I went through my darkest times, I felt like nobody was there to listen to me. Nobody understood. Mm-hmm. And when you speak to a therapist, it's like at the end of the day, you're clocking out and you're going back to your beautiful home, and I'm homeless. And I don't have anything. I don't have a family. You're going back to your family. So it's like, you don't understand. And it just brings back frustration. So when I blog and I get someone, you know, DM me like, oh my God, that made me cry, I'm going through this and that, and they pour their whole life out. Yeah. That to me is, again, it's amazing because I can guide them through it. I can tell them, listen, I went through that. And they're looking at me like, oh, you have a beautiful daughter. You have a boyfriend. You know, you have a beautiful home.
Yeah.
Wow, that could be me. Mm-hmm. Like, there is hope. Because when you are going through that, you don't see hope. You don't think it's possible.
And I know personally that you've gone through a lot of things. So how has the blog I don't know if the blog has helped, because I know you just launched it last year, but yeah, how has the blog kind of helped you kind of turn the struggles and everything you went through into something positive?
Sure. So sometimes, you know, I did go through darker times, but I still go through my stuff, you know, being a single mother. It creates a lot of frustration. You know, a lot of times you, especially being the type of person, I kind of like bottle everything up.
Yeah.
I make sure everyone is taken care of. I put on a front, you know, put on a face, like everything is all good. And then at the end, when I feel like I can't really hold it anymore, then that's when I get really frustrated and it, you know, gets a little crazy. But the blog, I feel like it keeps me from kind of losing it a little bit sometimes.
Okay.
Writing down my feelings, writing down what I'm going through or my current frustrations. I feel like it's a really good way to kind of like let go of a lot of angers that you have.
So it sounds like it's a little bit like self-care, the blog.
Yeah.
You're putting it out there and people are listening and you can help someone.
Pretty much, yeah. That's like having a self-journal, but you're just doing it publicly.
Yeah, that's true. What do you hope for when you put something out? You already feel successful when you put it out, right? Because you put something out that you feel proud of.
Yes.
But what is it that you hope for when someone else reads it?
So I'm hoping for more. I get some feedback, but I don't get as much as I would like. So I'm hoping for more feedback, more ideas. Sometimes I lose, you know, writer's inspiration. I don't know what to write about. I'm like stuck. A lot of bloggers go through this because you blog so much that you kind of run out of ideas. Or you feel like you're talking about the same stuff, just in a different way. So I just hope for more, you know, reaching out, more ideas, and just touching more people and, you know, helping them out with whatever they're going through.
Absolutely. How has your partner, you know, been supportive of this? Because I wanted to talk about you guys because you guys are really, really cute.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. So
I know you wrote about him on the blog. So share a little bit about him and how he's kind of helped you and helped the blog and things like that and your success.
Sure. So he's amazing for starters. I feel like once you go through something really, really bad, like a relationship, and you go through something completely opposite right after, you just appreciate it so much more because you don't realize that there are good people out there.
Yeah.
People that are really going to have your back with no strings attached.
Right.
So that's one thing. And then when I talked to him about it, he was like, go ahead, go for it. He's like a go for it type person. Like, whatever you're thinking, just go ahead and go for it. He reads it a few times. Maybe not as much as he should. But yeah, it's really good. Sometimes he gives me some ideas. Sometimes I blog about him. And yeah, it's fun.
You guys have date nights and you talk about that and what you wore and what you guys do.
Mm-hmm.
what are some things that you could probably give advice for? Because all of us are struggling with either a past, you know, relationship that's hurt our feelings, or maybe we're in one right now. For the women who are listening, what could you do if someone is in a relationship that maybe they're not getting any love, or they're going through something? What are some things that kind of helped you in your situation?
What helped me was, I'll start with what didn't help me. What didn't help me was, I thought, okay, I was in a really long relationship with the father of my child, and it was very, very toxic, horrible. It was like the worst relationship. Mm-hmm. I learned a lot, but I was like, okay, if I can't get this 100% love that I'm looking for someone, from someone that I actually had a child with, I don't think I'm ever going to find it.
Yeah.
Because I had a child with this person, like I'm right. supposed to be able to trust you and things like that. So I lost all hope, and I kind of was pushing that forward into like meeting new people. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, all men are the same. You know, like my mom says that.
You weren't open, like, yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't really open. And that's one thing that you don't want to do. Yeah. Because there are thousands and billions of people out there. Not everyone is the same. You can't compare a person, you know, based on your past situations. Mm-hmm. So I feel like just putting that aside and just being open, you do have to take care of yourself for mm-hmm. starters. After a bad situation, you have to get yourself together. You can't just immediately jump into something, because if you can't take care of yourself, how are you supposed to take care of another person?
Absolutely.
So just, you know, self-care, self-love, and just being open to meeting someone, you know, knowing in the back of your head, like, yeah, there are some toxic people out there, but not everyone is like that. So just being open.
So then how did Matt, his name is Matt, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How did Matt then win you over if you were at this point in your life where you were still kind of like, oh, I just mm-hmm. got out of something. Like, how was he able to win you over and open your heart up?
Girl, so this man, he he was really just, he did not want to take no for an answer. It started us being friends, and he was like really into the streets and like really out there. Mm-hmm. And something in me, like, I'm such a thoughtful person. I'm like, I want to help him. I want to help him get off of the streets. Like,
oh,
he's like,
nice.
So, yeah, because he went through, his mother's death. Completely destroyed him. Mm-hmm. And he's from Hartford, so like we have mutual friends, and one of my girlfriends, the one that I'm doing the podcast with, actually, mm-hmm. she's really close with him.
Okay.
So she would tell me, you know, how he is and what he's like, and I'm just like, oh, he seems like a really nice person, but he's always in the street. He's mm-hmm. always, you know, looks like he's smoking and this and that. And one day I was on Snapchat, I think he added me, and he like DM'd me and was like, hey, you're gonna be my new Snap friend. And I'm like, what? Like, that's weird. Like, he just wanted to be friends on social media.
Okay.
And we would talk, you know, randomly. And one time, me, him, and my friends went out to eat for his mother's death date. That's when we got a little closer, a little cooler.
Oh, okay.
And we went out to eat for that day. And then she put him on the spot and was like, so what do you like about my girl? Because I know you like her. And then
oh
she
my
put
God.
Him on the spot.
Did you know that was coming?
No. I'm like, why would you do that? Like,
did you know?
I pinched her under the table. I'm like, why would you do that?
Did you know that he liked you?
I knew, yeah.
Oh,
like,
okay.
You know
when a guy likes you.
You know when
that's
a guy
true.
Likes you. He might act like, you know, it's all cool, but they throw a little bit in there. He wasn't too pushy. That's what I liked.
That's good.
Don't be too pushy. Guys out there, listen, don't be too pushy. We don't like that.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
Yeah. Once we say we chilling, we're friends. But he just kept being consistent. And next thing you know, we were best friends. And then we ended up dating.
That's so nice. And how long has it been now?
It's been like 2.5 years. Time flies.
That's
like
a long
time. Years. Yeah. We've been living together for like 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. It happened really, really fast. I was like, this is retarded. we started dating.
Oh my
we
God.
Together. Then like the week after he was living with me, I was like, what the hell am I doing? But sometimes,
oh my
listen,
God, Sally. No, I love
yeah.
that. It's like
yeah.
a love story.
And like, it's so funny because I remember, like, when he first started staying over, like, he would sleep kind of, like, on the floor because my daughter, like, she'll wake up and, like, come into the room. So, he, like, slept, like, on the corner so she wouldn't see him.
Oh,
but
my
she,
God.
She knew
that's
he was
so
my
cute.
Friend. Like, he'd come over all the time. Like, he helped put up my TV and stuff like that. So, we basically hid it for a while. And then we were like, okay, like, you know, why keep hiding it? Like, it is what it is. We were friends and now we're dating and we just kind of, like, not really cared and there.
Was it a smooth transition from what you had went through and stuff like that?
It was, but then again, I was asking myself a lot, like, what are you doing? I've been in a relationship for a very long time, like, most of my adult life. Like,
yeah.
My first relationship, I was with him for, like, maybe 2.5-3 years, and mm-hmm. that was my first relationship. Like,
yeah.
Was, And then after that, you know, like, I met Linda's father, and yeah, it's just like, I've been in a relationship for a really long time, and I was like, do you really want to do this? Like, yeah. Don't you want some time for you? Mm-hmm. And it's weird because one of my ex, he kind of like brought it to my attention. Like, I noticed that you can't really stay single for too long.
How dare
you? And I thought that was so disrespectful. I was like, what? Like, I thought it was so disrespectful, but then I don't know why, for some reason, it stuck to me. And like, yeah. For the next week, I like thought about it. I'm like, why am I always in a relationship? Like, why? That's how it's been, but it's just weird. Sometimes you're just used to being in a relationship.
Yeah.
You're comfortable.
But were you, when you were single, in between a transition, before Matt, were you okay with being single?
Not really. I didn't really know how to be single. Yeah. If you want to be honest, like, I don't... It's not my thing. I'm not the single type. I don't like going out and, you know...
You seem like a nurturer, so I can see you, like, wanting to, like, take care of someone and be,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, yeah, like, a part... I don't know if it's because... Well, growing up, I didn't really... Like, me and my sister, we were cool, but she kind of was, like, at the point where she's, like, more out there now, and she's, like, partying a lot, and I was still young. Mm-hmm. So we kind of, like, went... She was, like, going through the teenage years and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
So she was kind of her own zone at that time, mm-hmm. when she was living with us. So I was kind of, like, by myself. Okay. My brother was 10 years younger than me. He was, like, a baby. So mm-hmm. I was always by myself. I always wanted to be, you know, with someone and stuff like that. So maybe that has to do with it.
Wow. So, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I feel like people shame people for everything. If you're too single, if you're always exactly. in a relationship. But it sounds like you gave yourself some time to heal. And you allowed yourself to get to know Matt for a little bit. And your intentions were pure when you got together with him. You really wanted to help him.
Yeah.
And he was able to see you as a friend first and probably, like, fall in love with you first, like, as a woman, mm-hmm. as Sally, and then later on. More and more.
Because I was completely honest with him. Like, he knew the situation. He knew I just broke up and I was, you know, going through some stuff. I kind of, like, back in the day, I was an alcoholic and I kind of dipped back into it. Yeah, it was really bad. That's why I do eventually want to write my own book, because
I was an alcoholic.
Like, I was
when? Like,
08, 09, 10, around those years. I would wake up and drink.
So this is like early 20s. No, okay, never mind. I was going to do the math, but.
Yeah, it was like around that time.
Did you have London at the time?
No.
That's what I thought.
She came in 2012.
Okay.
So yeah, this was like 08, 09. Like, I would wake up and drink. My father was an alcoholic.
Oh, okay.
Literally.
But sometimes it is genetic. Like,
yeah, it is. And it got really bad, so.
So you stopped, I'm assuming, because you said then you kind of went back into it, or you had thought about it. What happened?
Yeah, so after my breakup, I was really comfortable with the breakup, just because you reach a point where, even though I was with the person for so many years and we had a baby together, and I'm like, what am I going to do now? Like, he threatened his family into not helping me because we're not together, and I don't have family. So I'm like, what am I going to do? Single mother, I'm working retail, and it's commission. Like, if I'm not there, I'm not making money. So I was like, what am I going to do? Like, that was my main stress, is like, what am I going to do? How am I going to handle this? So I kind of dipped back into alcohol. And I would be on FaceTime with Matt, like, all day. And he's like, are you drinking again? And then he would, like, you know, he wouldn't, I guess, punish me for it. Like, oh, don't do that. But he'd just be like, you know, like, he kind of pointed it out that it kind of was getting a little crazier and stuff like that. Like, oh, you're still drinking and stuff like that.
Wow.
So he would just kind of remind me, like, maybe I don't want to dip back into that, you know, person I used to be. And I have a child now, so.
So it sounds like he helped you a little bit.
Yeah, he definitely helped me, because sometimes you get carried away and you don't realize that you had a problem and this is serious and you don't want to get back into that problem until someone points it out, and then you think about it, you know, it gets you thinking, and you're like, you know what? I got to fix it. I got to get it together.
Wow. I did not know that about you.
Yeah.
You should definitely write a book.
Yeah, it was really bad. I got arrested a few times. I dealt with anger.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Yeah, I got arrested a few times.
Wow. I think that's... It's really important for you to be transparent, especially if you have your platform, because, like, what you said when we first started recording is that people have this perception about you, and they want to put you in a box, but what they don't know about you is everything that you've gone through and how you were able to remain resilient and kind of glow up, as they say, and grow from all your experiences.
Yes, ma'am. Like, back then, amazing. Yeah, I remember, like, all my friends had, like, designer shoes and things like that. And my mom is very old-fashioned. She's an old-fashioned Dominican lady. Mm-hmm. She's going to buy me some Walmart stuff. Yeah, she's like, you're good. You don't have to pay bills. You don't have to worry about it. And what they don't understand is that only because you don't pay bills, that doesn't mean that you're going through something. Like, right. You could be going through something. You could be going through bullying and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I got bullied when I was, like, really young, and I felt the pressure to look a certain way because everyone is, you know, everyone looks this way, and right. I'm over here with, you know, kind of knockoff brand, so I started stealing, and, like, it just got really bad.
Right, right. Wow. When you became a mom, how was that for you?
So, I was really scared because I know that a lot of women go through postpartum, and being that I was in a really kind of messed up place in my life, I was like, I don't know how it's going to play out. Mm-hmm. But when I had her, I literally fell in love all over again. I know it sounds cliche. A lot of moms say this.
It's okay.
But no, seriously, like, she gave me, there were so many times that I wanted to give up. There were so many times that I wanted to literally turn my back on life. Like, yeah. I didn't want to live anymore. Yeah. And I just kept thinking, if I don't do this for my daughter, nobody will. I'm the one that has her, you know, I'm taking care of her 100%. If she doesn't have me, she wouldn't have anyone. And the fact that I loved her so much, I didn't want to lose myself, because if she was so young, if she realized that, oh, mommy turned her back on me, she would think that I never loved her. So I just kept doing my best at life just so she could know that I really tried for her.
That's amazing. Did you think about what kind of, probably silly, but what kind of mom you wanted to be and kind of the life lessons that you wanted to give London?
Yeah, I did think about that because I was really young. I literally just graduated high school, and maybe a month after I found out I was pregnant. Wow. And it was right when her grandmother died. Her grandmother died, and I found out like a week after her funeral. And I just thought to myself, like, I am really young, but this can be me growing up, okay. You know, at the same time. Maybe it's time. I'm going through a lot of stuff. Maybe this will kind of shape me in the right direction. It mm-hmm. wasn't planned at all, so it's not like that's what I wanted to do.
Right.
But it happened, and I, you know, kind of put my big girl panties on. Mm. And I wanted to be a fun mom, but I wanted to be a mom. Like, I don't want to be your best friend. I want right. to be your friend, but I don't. That's not what I am. I'm still your mom. I want her to be able to come to me, you know, and be comfortable to tell me mm-hmm. anything. Like, I didn't want to rub off. My mom was a great mom, but I don't want to be, like, that old-fashioned to the point where you can't tell me, you can't sit down and talk
right,
to me.
Right, we can have a conversation.
Exactly. I don't want you to be scared or intimidated. Like, I want to be that type of mom that she's just completely comfortable with me.
And I think it's almost like you have, as a parent, you have a huge job. But on top of that, I think a lot of people are making the mistake of holding on to their kids so tight. And then their kids just want to lash out and start acting wild.
Yes.
And you're like,
one of my sisters, like, best friends in high school, her mom was like a real church lady. Mm-hmm. And every time they would go out, my sister's best friend is the one that would do the most crazy shit. Because she was always, like, kept tight, that when she finally went out, she would let all the way loose. Mm-hmm. And that taught me a lot. I'm not going to be that way with her.
And how old is she now?
She's 6. My baby.
She's so tall for 6.
She is so tall. But you know what? My brother's really tall.
Okay.
Junior's really tall. And my cousins, they, you know, yeah. Me and her dad, we're not tall. But she, I guess she came out to be like my cousins and my uncle and my brother, because she is really tall.
What would you say her personality is like?
Mine's.
Really?
Mine's all the way.
Oh, that's so cute.
She might look just like her dad, but she is silly. Oh. She is silly. She jokes. She, like, she makes funny voices. Like, mm-hmm. She's literally just like me. It's so funny. Aww. I would crack up.
It sounds like you have a lot on your plate, Sally. What is it that you do for yourself as, like, self-care?
So I always upkept my hair. I've always did my nails. I've always, mm-hmm. you know, did that. I, you know, after the bills and everything are taken care of, if I have a little bit of money to splurge, I'll, mm-hmm. like, spend a little bit of money on myself, like, buy a new shirt, buy new pants, mm-hmm. Things like that. But I always try to keep myself looking good, just because when you keep yourself up to par, you feel better.
You do.
Like, you feel just, yeah, more confident. Mm-hmm. Even if you're going through a lot of stuff, you look good. Nobody knows. Like, I've been I've been a very big believer in, like, never let them see you sweat, which mm-hmm. is on my blog, too. So I just kind of, like, keep doing my routines, my daily routines.
Is there anything, because you have a regular kind of 9-to-5, right? Mm-hmm. What do you kind of do to get yourself ready in the morning for your day?
So, my mornings are really chaotic. My mornings are a mess.
Oh.
When I wake up, I bring my daughter to the bus stop, I get back home, I get ready. And most times, I'm so tired that I never do my makeup. I used to always do my makeup. I don't do my makeup anymore. Aww. And if I do, I'll bring it to work and I'll do it at work. Being that I work at the stadium, I get to wear like, you know, sweaters and stuff like that, baseball sweaters. So I don't really have to get like all the way dressed.
Oh, nice.
So
nice.
Yeah, I'll be dressed down sometimes, but I'll get to work. I might make myself some breakfast there. I might not.
Okay. So your morning really depends on how London's morning is going.
Yeah,
kind
pretty
of.
Much. Or if I wake up early enough, if like, you know, I'm really hungry, I make something to eat, you know, if I make something to eat, most likely I'll do my makeup because I have enough time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's either that. It's either I have a lot of time on my hands and I get it all together, or I have no time and I'm just rushing to work. It's like no in between.
No in between.
Oh. Yeah. But it works.
What about at night when you want to kind of wind down with all the tasks that you've done? You've done your mommying, you've done Sally Chronicles, and you spend time with everyone. What do? To kind of wind down?
So I usually, it's really bad because last night was one of those nights. I like just go through my phone, just see what's going on. Being that I'm a blogger, sometimes
yeah.
I have to, like with the Nicki and Cardi drama, like I would have never known this stuff unless I was on my phone.
Right. You can't like turn off your phone for the night.
Yeah,
and
so sometimes you have to, like, just because, you know, when things are going on, you want to blog about it. But I scroll through my phone, I, you know, clean up, I sweep. I'm like, not really like a...
Are you a night cleaner?
A little bit.
Okay.
Like, I like to sweep at night, at least, you know, make sure my kitchen is clean, stuff like that. But what I usually do is I like smoke like half a piece,
mm-hmm.
which is, I don't condone it, but
no,
it's like
no,
my glass
everyone,
of wine.
Everyone does it to relax.
Yeah, it's like my glass of wine because I don't, like I said, I'm kind of over the drinking.
Okay.
So that's what I do to like unwind. I'm a big Netflixer.
Are you not drinking at all since you had a history of drinking?
I don't really drink just because I don't like it nowadays. Like,
oh, okay.
It's not like a problem. Like I just don't like it. Like, I don't know if it's because after I had the baby, my body just kind of like feels a little weird, like in the morning, even if it's only a little bit.
Okay.
So I might go out for drinks with a friend, you know, once in a blue moon. But if I go out to the club, I'm usually not getting a drink. Like, I'll just go and have a good time like that.
That's awesome.
But yeah, so that's like my glass of wine is my smoking.
That's good. What would you say that your usual thing keeps you like motivated and grounded? Because if you're going through stuff and you're really stressed out, what is it that you kind of go to that motivates you and gets you through the day?
What motivates me is mostly my daughter. Like, I just, or what I think about is, you know what, you've been through worse.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I'm, okay, I'm stressed out, I'm late to work and I forgot I had a meeting or whatever, you've been through worse.
Right.
There have been times when you didn't have a job and you had to wonder how you were going to eat. So, how could you, when you go through stuff like that, it's like, how could you really take anything else that serious? Like, yeah, you get stressed out, but you just get over it. Like, things could be worse.
That's true. I think that's the best thing to probably to do is kind of practice gratitude, mm-hmm. and remember somebody has it worse off. You've been through worse.
I think about that too, yeah. There's somebody out there that has nobody, that has no child to, you know,
right. Honor
and whatever. So it's like, just keep it moving.
Right. Girl, relax, right? Exactly.
Pretty much.
Right. Do you have like a life motto or mantra that you kind of, you said like a few of them that I've kind of read on your blog that you go to, that's like your go-to like quote or motto or whatever the case may be?
Mainly what I said earlier is never let them see you sweat. Just because
it
does get really difficult because once you're putting on that character, like everything's fine, everything's perfect, you kind of have to keep it going.
Mm-hmm.
So it does get really difficult, but I feel like for me, that's what really helped me personally because it's like nobody knows all these struggles. Why put it out there now? Like you're halfway there, you're almost there. Like just keep it together, you know, and that kind of just what helped me best.
I've been asking people about their sleep because there's a lot of research about like the lack of sleep that we're getting and how it's affecting our mental health. And I know you talk about that.
Yeah.
So that's probably something you could maybe talk about on your blog or something. But there's a lot of research on how it promotes obesity and stress and headache and tension. I mean,
what?
It makes sense.
Sleep deprived is crazy.
Yeah.
Hallucinate and like, you know, you're in a bad mood.
Right.
You're not together for the day. And once you're doing that every single day, like, it just kind of ruins your whole persona.
It does. And think about if you've ever driven while you were sleepy is the equivalent of being drunk. That's what they say.
I mean, yeah, because when you're sleepy, you're literally dozing off.
Right. That's what they were saying. It could be either the same or worse than when you're drinking.
That's super scary. Probably worse just because when you're drinking, you know you have to straighten up. When you're sleepy, you're like, oh, I'm good, but I'm just sleepy. Right. Like, you don't think it's a big deal.
And there's levels to drinking, right? So it's one drink or five drinks and you're driving. But when you're sleepy, you're just sleepy. There's no levels to it. So.
Right. You could be super dead sleepy.
Right.
Yeah, I had a friend that fell asleep on the wheel. And it got really bad, yeah. Thank God she, like, made it. She's fine. Good. But, yeah. That's why I actually had a driving phobia. Like, I literally just started driving, like, maybe, like, a year ago.
Wow. What was the why were you having a phobia?
Because I had friends that either they fell asleep at the wheel. I have a friend that's paralyzed for the rest of his life. He used to be, like, a football player. Mm-hmm. He used to, you know, do all that kind of stuff. Now he's paralyzed because of that accident. Sometimes it's the other person's fault. Mm-hmm. Like, in my job, I've witnessed... Because the intersection where I work is really busy.
It is.
So I witnessed multiple car accidents. Like, I just have a phobia of, like, car accidents and, like, bad things happening. I don't know if it's, like, anxiety, but... I have like a thing with like bad things happening. So,
do you ever? I mean, that might be a little Dominican in you too.
It could be
where like you worry about things happening. Yeah, yeah.
Like, nothing is happening. Just chill.
Right.
Like, I just like envision like just disasters.
Not to get off topic, but did you do the whole like cleansing of your house and you moved in that whole Dominican thing?
I saw you posted that, and I didn't. I thought it was really cool. Yeah, I thought it was really cool, but I didn't.
It's okay. I figure just because of your mom and like how I know her, I figured that that's what she does.
So no, and she moves so much. She used to move like every other year.
She never did that?
No.
Oh my God. Maybe like, it's just my mom.
Maybe it's like traditional moms.
Okay.
But my mom just, I don't know if she skipped that part. I don't know what it was, but she just like super cleans the house.
My
like,
mom is.
Talks about it.
Wow. My mom is so traditional that on New Year, she's like, you have to wear red underwear for good luck.
Yeah, your mom is like the real Dominican.
Yeah.
My mom is like that too, but she's not full blown. Like, your mother's like full blown.
Yeah, she's like, don't. She would tell me when I was young, you can't wash your hair when you're on your period.
Certain things, and when having a baby, oh my God, it gets crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, for the bad nightmares, the baby, you leave a open scissors on the bottom on the floor.
What?
Like, weird.
Did she get one of those little, like, mal de ojo?
Yeah, she got
little bracelet, like the bracelet on her.
Yeah.
The bracelet with the black foot or hand. Yeah. So like no like bad spirits or whatever.
It's a hot mess.
It is.
Our moms are a hot mess.
I kind of love it because I feel like you could pass it down. But it's so crazy.
But sometimes it gets a little too crazy. It's like it gets really bad. But it's funny. It's culture. Like that's how we're raised.
When I moved in, the house was clean. I cleaned it, and then it took me 2 hours to. Cleanse it, quote unquote.
Really? I saw that you posted like you got your little like sage stick or like. Yeah, you know, like,
girl, I got everything. I went to La Santeria to get everything, like a crazy person.
I know, I was like, that's so cool. And I wish I had time, but I was too busy packing everyone's shit.
I was telling a friend, I'm like, you should, because she does a lot of cleansings. And I'm like, there's people who would pay for someone to cleanse their home because they have no time.
Or don't know how to do it. Don't know the products to buy.
Or you can give people like a cleansing pack, sage, like agua florida, like you know Palo Santo, and then they can.
Well, she should do that.
Yeah, I told her to do it, but let's see if it happens.
Yeah, she gotta push that. That's a good idea. You know, everyone's making up their own little, you know, things, and that sounds really good. Mm-hmm. I would totally invest in that.
See.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully she's listening and she does
hopefully,
it.
Hopefully, yeah. Come on, girl.
I really, really appreciate Sally you coming here. This is amazing.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I know we go way back, and it's a pleasure to meet with you regardless, but...
I know.
Being that you have this is super cool. You know, you taught me about a lot of stuff.
Yes, and we're going to
meet... Women on the go.
Women on the go. And it took us a while to get together, but we finally did.
Oh, my God. People don't know. We were a hot mess. Because we know each other, it made it easier to do this.
To cancel,
like, oh, yeah. Like, let's meet this day. Oh, maybe the next day. Oh, let's cancel. What
about and I week? Love that you and I are in the same boat where we're like, we'll make plans and we really want the person to cancel because we don't feel like it. Because that's exactly what happened.
That was like 2 times. It's like, oh, do you really want to meet? Yeah, I really want to meet, but I don't know. Do you want to cancel? I mean, we could. We're waiting to cancel.
We're those people who, like, will make plans and then hate when the day has come.
Just like today, I woke up and I'm like, I set it for 3 o'clock. Who is going to be late for 3 o'clock? Like, 3 o'clock, you got all day to do everything. Me. I was late. But it's cool, because we cool. We made it.
Right. And the thing is that now I will make sure I have episodes or people interview, like, interviews back to back. So there's no me getting lazy, like, oh, well, I already did three, you might as well knock out the last one.
That's why, like I said, because it's your own, you know, you're your boss.
Yeah.
Like, you feel comfortable doing that. Like, oh, I can just do this, and I can take time for me, and whatever. No, we gotta keep it going.
Right, right. And we're gonna promote you when you decide to launch your thing, which I'm excited about. Oh,
thank you.
Yeah, for sure. Now, where can people find Selly Chronicles? Where can people kind of listen to it, and where can people follow you? So I said listen, sorry, you, read.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Sorry.
Because a lot of people are
saying, I'm just like, manifesting it, Selly. That's what it is.
Yeah, you're speaking it to existence. I love it.
Yeah.
So you can go to, you can follow me on Instagram for Tatted Diva. That's TattedDiva_Tatted Diva You can follow me on there. My link to my blog is right there in my bio. My page is public, so you can go ahead and just take a look and peek on my blog. My blog is on WordPress. It's sellychronicles.wordpress.com. Yes. If you Google it, it should be popping up. On Facebook, I'm Selly Tifa. I should probably make all of my social medias the same name, because this is a lot.
But you've been Tatted Diva for
so long. I've been Tatted Diva forever. Yeah, first I was Queen Ray. If you want to go all the way back.
Oh, I don't remember
Queen Ray. I drink Ray now, so yeah. I was Queen Ray. It was so ratchet. It was so
Who's Ray?
Like, girl, what? Ray Neff, the alcohol.
No.
Did you make it out the bag with rubbing alcohol?
Why? God, Selly?
I went through a lot of stuff, girls.
Oh my God. You know what? Those were, that's in the past.
Yeah, so back then, that was Queen Ray. But wow. Diva, and I've been Tatted Diva forever.
Right. I feel like I like Tatted Diva.
Yeah, because it's me. I'm Tatted.
Yeah. And yeah. And there's nothing wrong being a diva. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I'm a diva, so yeah.
No, that's amazing. Selly Chronicles is super easy to find on the Googles. If you just put Selly Chronicles, it comes up.
Yeah, because like all the posts like probably come up. So it's right there on WordPress. You can go ahead and follow me and reach out.
Yeah, definitely. And we kind of will expect, do you kind of post weekly, twice a week?
I try to post Monday through Friday between, by lunchtime, something should be up.
Okay.
Like 12:30-ish. Some days get busier than others. So like, last week, my daughter was in and out the hospital because she was sick. So I didn't post for a few days. But usually Monday through Friday by 12:31 p.m. Something should be up.
And you usually post on your Instagram when they're up.
Yeah, nice. Like all my social media, I try to like post it on there. I put my link up on Snapchat. You can also follow me on Snapchat. It's SellyTifa200. I usually put the direct link. You just swipe up. And
girl, you definitely need to make all your handles consistent.
I just realized too, like, damn, they're all different names.
I know, because it's okay. But we're going to work
on that. Tatted Diva, and then you'll just go from there. Tatted Diva on Instagram.
Exactly. And I'm going to link everything into the show notes. Thank you again so much, Selly, for being on the show.
Thank you, guys. See you soon.
Thank you guys so much for listening to the Basic Latina podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to rate, review, and subscribe. You could find us on iTunes, SoundCloud, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Play. If you want to reach us, please do so on Instagram and Facebook at Basic Latina Podcast. Or if you'd like to write us an email with any questions, suggestions, or comments, you can write us in at basiclatinapodcast@gmail.com. Sound editing for this episode is by moi, and the music is by Chef Dog. Talk to you guys soon. Stay well and take care. Thank you.